Manu Patra alerts dated the 6th of August 2018. Central government has notified elevation of Justice Indira Banerjee, Justice Vineet Saran and Justice K.M. Joseph to the Supreme Court. Government has notified appointment of Justice V.K. Tahil Ramani as Chief Justice of Madras High Court, Justice Anirudh Bose as C.J. of Jharkhand High Court, Justice K.S. Javeri as C.J. of Odisha High Court, Justice Rishikesh Roy as C.J. of Kerala High Court, Justice M.R. Shah as C.J. of Patna High Court and Justice Geeta Mittal as C.J. of J&K High Court. Supreme Court, while reiterating that the time constraints of land acquisition are not applicable to Bangalore Development Authority Act, has set aside Karnataka High Court orders that had quashed preliminary notifications to acquire lands. Supreme Court has sought to know if the top knot half a bunt urban, patka, can be worn by Sikh athletes with helmets during participation in sporting events such as cycling, if it doesn't affect their faith. Supreme Court has expressed concern about the children of women prisoners and has also suggested framing of a pragmatic policy for looking after such children. Supreme Court has refused to interfere with a Delhi High Court order granting bail to Karthi Chidambaram, son of former Union Minister P. Chidambaram, for alleged financial irregularities related to INX Media. Supreme Court has ordered state chief secretaries to form panels which would ensure that each district court would have a manager armed with an MBA degree to unclog subordinate courts. Supreme Court has permitted Reliance Communications to go through with the sale of its assets to Reliance Jio Infocom, Jio, unhindered and allowed the Anil Ambani-owned company's management to give an undertaking that it will pay 550 crore rupees to Ericsson by the 30th of September. Bombay High Court has held that asking one's wife to cook properly or to do household work would not by itself amount to ill-treating her. Bombay High Court has ruled that in divorce proceedings under the Dissolution of Muslim Marriages Act, 1939, a civil court can grant maintenance, mehr and a share in the matrimonial property to a Muslim woman. Delhi High Court has quashed a AP government order revising the minimum wages for all classes of workmen and scheduled employment, opining that the same was ultra vires Article 14 of the Constitution of India. Bombay High Court has directed the state government to ensure that shop owners dealing in veterinary products do not sell these products without a prescription. Rajasthan High Court has acquitted a woman accused of murdering a child, on the ground that, at the time of the incident she was suffering from insanity triggered by premenstrual stress syndrome, PMS syndrome. Allahabad Bench of National Company Law Tribunal has held that a home buyer who subrogated all his rights in favor of the bank at the time of taking loan cannot be treated as a financial creditor under the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, 2016. Lok Sabha has passed a bill to establish a national sports university in Manipur to promote sports education in India. President Ramnath Kovind has given his assent to a bill that will deter fugitive economic offenders from evading the legal process in India and fleeing the country. GST Council has approved the decision to give incentives on digital payments using BHIM app. The council approved 20% cash back for the transaction via BHIM app.